Here comes my baby. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Did you miss it? Saturday was International Bacon Day. Yeah, if you ate bacon every single day, would you do it? If I said, you can have bacon 7 days a week, all day long, would you eat it? Well, 60% of people in the survey said yes, they would eat it every day if they could. I can't imagine that being too healthy. It's 7:01 at WRJN Radio. Keep it right here.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Furious Israelis are putting more pressure on the government to end the war in Gaza and bring the hostages home. The latest from reporter Linda Grantstein in Jerusalem.
After the bodies of six Israeli hostages were found in a tunnel in Gaza, more than 300,000 Israelis came to Tel Aviv demanding a ceasefire deal to bring the remaining hostages home. Yair Keshet, whose nephew Yardane Bibas is one of the hostages, spoke at the rally.
There is no time.
There are still 101 hostages in Gaza, although at least 34 have been declared dead. A general strike shut down large parts of the Israeli economy today, and activists blocked roads as more demonstrations are planned.
One of the six murdered hostages was Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polan. His father, John Hirsch Goldberg Polan, spoke last night in Central Park in New York.
Hirsch was alive, and now we know that other five hostages were alive too. None of this had to happen.
An estimated 10,000 hotel employees in at least eight cities across the country have checked out, and they say they're not going to check back in unless they get a raise. This striker in Seattle says people just don't want to work in hotels.
The wages, the pay is not enough to really draw people in.
The weather this Labor Day is going to be great or not so great. It depends, says CBS News Philadelphia meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
As we head into Texas, this is where we have a front that will move through for Labor Day and kind of stall out for Tuesday into Wednesday. This is going to cause some flooding issues. All eyes on Texas. Texas this week. On the flip side, we have some fire danger and very dry conditions in the West and the Rockies. This is going to be an issue for us with dry conditions, thunderstorms that can spark some fires, and winds over 45 miles per hour.
One tough rookie, San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall, is out of the hospital now after being shot in the chest Saturday afternoon in San Francisco. This witness heard gunshots.
And then in my head, I was like, oh, maybe it's fireworks or something like that. Within 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then the police came.
Police say a 17-year-old suspect's been arrested. Two hospitals in Massachusetts have abruptly closed after the company that owned them declared bankruptcy in May. Massachusetts Congresswoman Lori Trahan.
We're talking to everybody under the sun that can restore services to this region.
Steward Healthcare began as a private equity venture in 2010, but investors pulled out of the operation in 2020. In the U.S., the markets are closed for the Labor Day holiday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant has slashed prices to the lowest they've ever been. Over 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome. No reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on all stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit prossersrv.com.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine, 75. By Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
My uncle says I need to work harder. That's the answer. He says, I want you to just work harder. It's old people's favorite thing to talk about, how people younger than them don't work hard. You don't work hard. Your generation has no work ethic. I worked harder than you. Okay. I can beat you at Xbox. Two things that don't matter. I think old people did work harder than us. You know why? Because there wasn't anything else to do back then. They used to fly kites. It's easy to be a hard worker when the alternative is checkers. But I got real distractions. I got a cell phone. I got a computer. I got video games. They had yo-yos. Do you know how bored you have to be to play with a yo-yo? I'd rather work.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there.
Dave Clark 5. Ever tell you the story, David, about... David Mack is here, by the way. About the time I almost saw the Dave Clark 5. My dad got tickets to the Ed Sullivan Show in Manhattan. And this was the rehearsal. Ed Sullivan was out live on Sunday nights. But they had a dress rehearsal every afternoon before the show started. And it was exactly like the other show. They had to run through it exactly as it was. And my dad had tickets for the family to go see the Ed Sullivan Show dress rehearsal, which is like seeing the other one. And I'm telling the kid, I'm going to see the Dave Clark 5. They're all saying, oh, I can't wait to see it. My dad comes the time we're going in. He says, I don't feel like going. I said, Dad, I told all the guys we're going to go in. I don't feel like going. I said, but Dad, can we please? I don't feel like going. He had the 4 tickets to go to the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, boy.
And we didn't get a chance to see the Dave Clark 5.
So did your dad work in the garment industry in New York?
No, he was a, he did pump repairs.
Oh, somehow I picked you on like Miss Maisel.
No. he ran a company that the pumps that pump water up in skyscrapers, mm-hmm. gravity brings it down, but it's got to get up there. So his company repaired the pumps to do that. These are huge, but these are like half the size of this room. And his company repaired them. And he worked in all the big buildings in New York. And he used to work for Fred Trump a lot. We never paid his bills. So my father had to go up to the apartment all the time and get his money before the next job was done. And he said, Fred, you know, here's a couple of bills. You got to pay him. Or we don't fix the pumps in the other building. He would pay at that point. But it was like pulling teeth to get this guy to pay his bills. And there was Donald on a tricycle, 6 years old, in a cowboy outfit, riding his tricycle around the apartment. And he wouldn't pay his bills either later on in years. But anyway, yeah, he said it's just, he paid eventually, but you had to go pull teeth to go get the.
So were you one of Donald's boyhood friends there?
This was way before I was. I don't think I was born when this all took place. Anyway, so there you go. That's it. So what are you doing this Labor Day other than sitting here? Any big plans today? Because you're always out. You and your wife are everywhere. You're always traveling.
Well, after I get done here, I'm going to go to Quick Trip and I'll buy a big soda. And I'm going to go home and sit out in the yard.
What plans? Whoa.
And I'll wait for the kids to get up and they'll end up playing video games all day while I sit outside enjoying my Quick Trip soda. And
you know, by accident last night was my wife's birthday. We went out. She had a root beer. And I was not paying attention. I picked her drink up. I took a sip of it. That's the first sip of soda I've had in 8 years.
Oh, boy.
It tasted very strange.
Fell off the wagon, huh?
Well, you know, I was drinking 4 Diet Pepsis a day
because
I don't drink coffee, so right. I drank that. And my wife once said to me, she said, you know, that stuff isn't that healthy for you. And it's not. Diet soda is the worst thing in the world.
Like
because
the full sugared soda is just as better.
At least sugar's real. The chemicals you're drinking in diet soda can't be good for you, especially in the quantity I was drinking it.
Right.
So I said, you know, you're right. I drank my last one. I was working at another radio station. I drank my last one. I said, that's it. That was 8 years ago. Never picked up another soda since. Never sipped it. Never held one in my hand. And yesterday, by accident, I took a sip. And as soon as I drank it, I knew it was soda because I had a lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And whoa. But that was the first time in 8 years that I ever sipped the soda. So, yeah, what are you drinking my soda for?
I'm going to have to send you back to rehab there.
Oh, yeah.
Soda rehab.
I'm off the wagon. That's it. All right. So you wanted to hear a song. We got to 6 songs before we found one we had. Mm-hmm. And this is what now?
Is this Dion?
This is Dion DiMucci.
All right. The great doo-wop singer from the 1960s.
Actually,
this is
50s.
Abraham Martin and John.
Yeah, he was from the 50s. Yeah. He had Teenager in Love, and then he had Runaround Sue in the 60s.
And he had The Wanderer, too.
I am the Wanderer. They call me the Wanderer. I'm from town to town. Yeah.
You know, one of your colleagues down in Kenosha works for him. Which is kind of interesting.
Dion DiMucci?
Yeah.
You're not talking about Dave McGrath, are you?
Yeah, does merchandising for him. So.
Really? All right. I know he knew Gene Pitney.
Yeah.
All right. Abraham Martin and John Dion at 7:13. Local news and timeless hits at WRJ. And I'm Don Rosen, and I have Dave Mack sitting in with me this morning. On this Labor Day morning, we're looking for sunshine today with a high near 73. Clear tonight, lows 57. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 75. Right now it's sunny at 58 degrees. A cool morning right here at Radio Park.
Anybody here? See my old friend Abraham. Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. I just looked around and he's
Abraham, Martin, and John. Local news and Tamla's hits at WRJN. That was a rough time when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. died, and then Bobby Kennedy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a rough time in this country in 1968. Have you ever been to the Lorraine Motel?
I have, Memphis, several times.
Yeah, and when you stand on that spot on the second level of the Lorraine Motel where Dr. King passed away, you're like standing on the spot where history took place. I mean, that's historic. Right there on that spot mm-hmm. is that famous picture when they're all pointing in the direction where the gunman, you know, was took his shots from.
I think it was the last time we were there. We went over to Mason Temple. And you know what Mason Temple
is? That where he gave the speech the night before?
That was the headquarters for the Church of God in Christ. And that is where he gave the mountaintop speech, and I got to stand behind the podium, and my wife got up there, and she sang a song behind the podium. And
I know, when you stand on that, when history took place, it's like awe-inspiring. All right, something different here. People online are talking about everyday skills that look suspicious. All right. Let's see here. One man says he and his wife went to a shooting range and fired a variety of guns for the very first time. His wife's accuracy with a Glock was at expert level.
Uh-oh.
The trainer whispered to the guy, check her background. one man was so good at making fake money for movies, he got a visit from the FBI and said, make him look more fake. Walking silently scares people. How about if you're digging a deep hole? That's gotta be. I've seen enough datelines to know that digging deep holes, nothing good comes from that. How about knowing how to use a lockpick set or getting into a house or car quickly when someone has locked themselves out? You always see that in a parking lot. Somebody helps them out. Knowing all the ways a drug test can provide a false positive. Being a good liar. Cleaning up blood stains. There's a skill I don't have. I mean,
watching too much Dateline.
Yeah, I know. Remembering license plates and having a knack for getting out of complicated relationships where anyone, without anyone, ever hearing from the other person again.
You know, you talk about the gun range and stuff. Last night I was watching that old Jack Ryan movie with Morgan Freeman. And Jack Ryan has to break his date with his girlfriend because he's on a plane headed to who knows where. And Morgan Freeman tells him, just tell her you work for the CIA. I can't do that. And, well, I work for the CIA and I'm headed to such and such a place with the director. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a good one. Just pull out some. I just saw a Dateline the other day. With a guy who looked exactly like our general manager, Chris Morrow. I'll show you a picture. It looks just like him. And he was a con artist. Mm. And he had all these fake IDs for police and CIA and
you want me to run a Navy. Background check on Chris Morrow? I got connections.
Yeah. It wasn't him. This guy went to prison. And Chris is still out of prison, so it wasn't him. But it looks just like him. I'll show you a picture of him. It's, 719 WRJN Labor Day morning. We've got more of your favorites coming up. Local news, timeless hits, and Paul Harvey at the bottom of the hour.
November 21st, 2021. The Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. A holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids.
Faster!
I'd rather play catch with my dog than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20 pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. If you are 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease or asthma, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'd rather race for some ice cream. Let's go!
Schedule your vaccination today at Prevnar20.com.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this world is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Love you like I love the shit. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And this girl, it's just great balls of fire. Like I love is true. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you trying to kill that twin on my thumb? Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, it's just great balls of fire.
Can
nobody but me, human beings. And WRJN local news and Tamla's hits. Well, you love that cell phone, don't you?
I'm looking for current events, so I have something to talk to you about, so we don't have dead air.
Do you eat at a lot of different restaurants around the state? You do a lot of traveling.
Yeah, but you know, like around here, we settle in on, you know, a handful of restaurants, but we like to try different things. And
well, that's good.
When we go out of town, if, you know, I want to eat at some place that's not a chain. I don't want to go to Perkins or Hardee's.
Perkins is a chain.
Yeah. I want to go to a local diner. I want to go to some place where I can get a good comfort meal or
want to hear about Perkins.
A supper club. But
I got a Perkins story. We're in Madison. And my, my brother and my sister-in-law were with my wife and I. And we're talking about what kind of pie we want to get for the hotel room. Mm-hmm. Pie. And we're all arguing about it. And my wife wanted a peanut butter pie, but nobody else wanted it. And the guy behind the counter, the manager, is listening to us argue about it and said, all right, we'll take a coconut cream pie. We get to the room, and there's the coconut cream pie with a free slice of peanut butter pie in there.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He heard us arguing about mm-hmm. it, and he put it in there. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that was very nice.
I wouldn't do something nice like that. You probably would. I wouldn't do something nice like that. All right, it's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story on WRJN. Let's do it.
WRJN weather. The rest of the story. In December of 1928, Andrew Beardsley paid a call on his old friend, journalist Tom Keene. Now, Keene was managing editor of a newspaper then called the Elkhart, Indiana Truth, and Andrew went to see him at his office. When Andrew arrived, newspaperman Tom was on the phone talking to a colleague on another paper, the News Times. Apparently, all four Linotype operators who worked for that other newspaper were home with the flu. The flu was serious business back then. December 1928, the influenza epidemic was the big story. An estimated one half of the population of the United States was affected one way or another. A great many thus afflicted were dying. Anyway, editor Tom Keene told his colleague on the other paper not to worry. All of the Linotype operators on Keene's paper were quite healthy. He could easily spare a couple. Now, Tom's friend Andrew is listening to all of this. And he's looking around the newspaper office, and something dawned on him. All of Tom's Linotype operators were indeed on the job and healthy. So apparently was everybody else in that office. Businesses all over the rest of the country were hurting. Scores were shutting down because of employee illness. Everywhere you looked, the flu was ravaging the population, except, it seemed, right here on Tom Keene's newspaper, where everybody was well. So Andrew asked Tom if the flu epidemic had posed any problem for his staff, and Tom said none at all. Every one of his workers was well. And he, Tom, intended to keep them that way. Now remember, this was 1928, no miracle drugs. So Andrew at first took what Tom said as a joke. It was no joke. Editor Tom Keene truly believed that he was keeping his employees healthy personally with an elixir of his own invention, a magic potion that could slaughter the initial symptoms of the dreaded flu. And Andrew believed Tom. He had to. The evidence was right there before his eyes. So Andrew asked Tom just what it was that he was giving his staff. He expected an evasive answer. He got a direct answer. Tom then and there told Andrew the ingredients of his flu remedy. He prescribed, quote, at the first sign of influenza, take it quickly and keep taking it until those symptoms disappear, end quote. To think you and I might never have heard of it had Tom's friend Andrew Beardsley not had his own laboratory. For Andrew reported the ingredients of Keene's tonic to his chief chemist. The chemist made some tablets, and over the years since, consumers have consumed more than 100 billion of them. 64 years have passed since Andrew Beardsley visited his newspaperman friend in the middle of a flu epidemic. During that time, Keene's tonic's been touted as a cure for everything from seasickness to hangovers. It's even been declared an excellent bait for bass. The limit of the claims that the lab can make legally are, quote, fast relief from acid indigestion. And yet if the other supposed benefits were only psychological, they were enough to impress Andrew Beardsley, then president of Dr. Miles Laboratories. Today you know Keen's tonic, originally aspirin and bicarbonate of soda in hot lemon juice. Today you know it as Alka-Seltzer. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Ah, Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's rest of the story.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine, 75. By Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Here's what I've learned about life now that I'm older, over 50. I'll make the time to be your friend if you're a doctor. Stock up on doctor friends. I'm telling you, you get to a certain age, every day something happens. The other day, I woke up with a sprained ankle. What happened? No, but what happened? I went to bed. I was fine. I was fine when I got in bed. You get older. As you get older, you need different friends. Like when you're a teenager, the one friend you need is the first kid who has a car. You got to buddy up to that kid, right? Yeah. And then you hit your 20s, new kid now, usually a sketchy kid. He can get, you don't know how he gets stuff. You don't ask. All you know is all of a sudden he can get you tickets to REO Speedwagon. Yeah, you don't know what I'm talking about. This table knows. That table knows. Yes, I'm sorry. I meant Coachella tickets. I'm sorry. And then 30s and 40s, new friend, lawyer. You have to lawyer up now. Yes. And then 50s to 70s, man. Doctors. And then here's a weird thing. In your 80s, back to the kid with the car. Yeah, full circle. Full circle. Yeah.
Hit from the
Beatles.
From the Beatles, yeah. This is one of your pick the clicks, huh? This is one of your requests from Redbone.
Hey, what's the matter with your hair? Hey,
in love, Redbone. I let David Mack pick out a few songs this morning. That's one of them. That's a Native American band.
That is.
There aren't too many of them around.
No, I think they were the first Native American band that hit it big like that.
You've got
Marvin Rainwater out there, too, I think. I think it was Marvin Rainwater, country singer from the 50s.
Never heard of him.
So,
now, you have Native American heritage in Europe.
Right. My grandfather was born on a reservation. My mother was enrolled with the tribe. Native Americans are the only ethnic group in the United States that has to show a card to prove that they are an ethnic group. And they have a certificate of blood quantum. It's just like... the AK, American Kennel Association? You don't have to...
AKC?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to show what degree of Hebrew you are or whatever, and but we do.
You know, for all these politicians that talk about, we got to keep these people from coming into the border, there's only one group of people in this United States that has any right to tell anybody to leave.
We had a lousy immigration policy back in the day, so see what happens.
Unless you're a Native American, you came in from another country. You're an immigrant.
Right.
And your ancestors are, unless you're a Native American, then you were born here. Other than that, I mean, who are you telling people to leave?
Right.
Anybody who's got the right to tell people to leave, it's a Native American.
Exactly.
But things don't always work out like that. All right, so the 4th District, that's your Aldermanic District.
Correct.
And how are things looking in the 4th District? I know there's road construction, but there's road construction in every state and city in the United States.
Right, Main Street is tough to go down right now.
Well, they fixed my area.
Having to go around it. I think, a good season down at North Beach, which is in the... 4th District. The zoo, which is in my district, has big plans. They have their big fundraiser coming up this weekend.
Well, they also have the Halloween thing coming up.
We were there for Animal Crackers the other day, and they were stringing lights in the trees. So Beth Heidern's done a great job over there at the zoo with bringing different events in and things like that. We're working on a capital campaign to... do some improvements there, so when that becomes public, it's going to be exciting news. And then, and like I said, the North Beach, right over in the 1st District, but it's like across the street from the 4th District, had a ribbon cutting this summer for some new businesses, the bridge tender next to the chart room. And so Ken and his family have brought new life down there along the riverfront. So a lot of good things happening in Racine, the festival site, not in the 4th District, but it's wonderful to see that cleaned up and programs and things coming back.
5K events, yep. Did a good job.
They have. Yeah. Done a real good job. They've been enthusiastic, energetic.
And Salmon Arama came back to Festival Park this year.
We didn't make it down there, but... a lot of things going on. More on the negative side, we had a couple drive-by shootings in my district this summer, which I'm real concerned about, and I'll be meeting with the Office of Public Safety about what's going on and what their thoughts are, and we'll see what their analysis is of that. So... And then on Douglas Avenue, I've been struggling with trying to get into the Flatiron Mall. That when I ran for alderman, there was a raise order on it, and there's a business adjacent that shares a wall. They have an issue with the wall. There's someone potentially interested, but every time somebody wants to get inside or whatever. You got the county pointing to the city. The city's pointing to the county. The county points to the city. The city points to the county. And finally, I think we have some resolution on how to move forward with that building. But the first thing is, you got to get inside to see how bad the damage is. So I'm hoping by year's
end. What do you
mean
you can't get in?
The city doesn't own it. The county doesn't own it. The owner is deceased and no...
well, somebody owns it.
And there's like $200,000 in back taxes on it.
Oh.
Yeah. And so...
I thought they play bingo there on a regular basis.
That's... Don, that was 20 years ago.
I can't believe... We just talked before about you saying, I thought that was last week. It was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, it's been vacant, and like I said, there's a sign on the door that says, you know, this building's going to be raised, but nobody ever moved forward with that. So if I can accomplish anything during my tenure, it's I'm hoping we can get something done with that building. Either get it torn down or have it renovated.
I never heard about this story. Because I pass it all the time. Mm-hmm. I just never realized it was such disarray.
It's all boarded up. The ceiling is, well, there were skylights in the middle, and I guess those are busted through. So,
but who owns it? The owner says deceased, but had it be left to somebody.
I guess there, I don't think so. But there's $200,000 in back taxes due.
So it doesn't matter.
So,
yeah.
Don Rosen, congratulations. You have been bequeathed. Flatiron Mall.
Give us $250,000.
Do you really want it? You know, and that's the thing. Even if there is a next of kin who has inherited that piece of property, do they even want to claim it?
Wow. That's it. That's not in your district.
That's in my district.
That is in your district.
Yeah. I have a good portion of the 4th District, got some great businesses in the district. Lopez Bakery, which...
Lopez Bakery, we've been there.
It abuts that. Yeah. Great bakery. Even, you know, and for those that aren't of the Mexican persuasion, their sweets and stuff are a little bit different than what you traditionally get at a bakery, but they are so good. And to go there and to try something different.
We've been there, yeah.
But they also make these buns, and they're traditionally used for the tortilla sandwiches. They're crusty on the outside. They're real soft and airy on the inside. And I'll buy them when I cook out and make bratwurst or Italian sausages because they're just perfect.
So we'll be over today?
No.
Okay. Just checking. I thought maybe I'd weasel my way into your barbecue. David Mack is here, 4th District Alderperson or Alderman. What do you prefer?
Alderman.
Alderman. David Mack, 4th District Alderman. And I got to talk to you next time about all this touring of the state you do. You're always around the state. You're always in a different place.
Actually, we were in Louisville a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Louisville. Yeah, so on your Facebook page.
For our anniversary, but...
How many photos does your phone hold?
I'm getting to the point where I got to clean it out because I think I've got like 100,000 photos in here and videos and, you know, and then I have a point and shoot camera too, you know, one of those more professional grade cameras. And so I got all those memory cards too, but I got to clean this out because I'm trying to think, trying to find how I used to be able to see how much, I have 108,153 images and 1,486 videos.
Well, I have 254 gigabytes on my phone.
Yeah.
So I have plenty of room, but I don't take as many pictures as you do. David Mack is here, 4th District Alderman. More coming up here at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Techniques, Apple Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. That was their only hit. Why'd you put your phone down for a second? I want to talk to you.
Not again.
Put that phone down. All right. We're going to talk about movies from the 80s.
All right.
And people that almost got the roles in these major movies, but they didn't get them. People at BuzzFeed who put together lists all the time, put together a list of 68 facts about various 80s movies. Some you know, some you don't. Here are some you might not know. John Cusack was supposed to be Bender in The Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Who did it go to?
Who?
You don't remember?
I never watched it.
No, Judd Nelson got the role of Bender. Harrison Ford had a cameo in E.T. He was going to play Elliot's principal. They cut him from the film.
Wow.
Harrison Ford. Wonder why they cut him.
So who was originally supposed to be Batman on the TV series?
It wasn't Adam West, obviously.
No, it was going to be, was it Lyle Wagner? Or is that
Lyle Wagner?
Yeah.
From the Carol Burnett Show?
Wasn't he on Wonder Woman? Who was the guy on Wonder Woman?
I don't know. I never watched Wonder Woman. Disney passed on Back to the Future.
Good move on their part.
Who was the person who got unemployed after that decision? They didn't like the quasi-incestuous storyline involving the younger version of Marty McFly's mother falling in love with him. Wasn't that like the number one film of 1985?
Yeah,
making
could you imagine at Disney parks now, the rides they would have had?
Not only that, I mean, they had to go to their board of directors and say, we passed on one of the biggest films of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else we have. Charlie Sheen. He was supposed to be the Karate Kid.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's funny, you hear this and you can't imagine Charlie Sheen in Ralph Macchio's role because he's so, you know, pictured in that role.
Right.
But there are other people, other big actors who turn down roles. Do you know, Ronald Reagan was supposed to play the lead role in Casablanca.
Wow.
Now, we can't picture anybody but Humphrey Bogart.
Right.
But Ronald Reagan turned it down.
Well, Lorraine Bracco was supposed to play...
The Sopranos.
Yeah, she was supposed to play Tony Soprano's wife, but she wanted to be the...